弟兄姐妹平安。I am very happy to be here today.
我很高兴今天在这里。
I do have an English name, Randy.
我有一个英文名字 Randy.
So you can call me Randy.
你可以叫我 Randy.
Or you can call me Mr. Du, I don't know.
你也可以叫我杜先生。
I first went to Taiwan in 1979.
我在最早到台湾是1979年。
And at that time, we worked at an orphanage in Taiwan.
我们在台湾一个孤儿院工作。
So the children all call me Du Susu.
小孩子叫我杜叔叔。
But a few years later, I went back to that same orphanage.
但是后来一些年以后，我回到那个孤儿院。
And then they call me Du Bo Bo.
他们就叫我杜伯伯。
So I'm afraid to go again because they're going to call me Du Ye Ye, right?
所以我就不敢再回去了，因为再回去他们叫我杜爷爷。
A lot of my Chinese friends just call me now. They just call me Lao Du, Lao Du.
我的中国朋友就叫我老杜。
So you can call me whatever you want to call me.
对，你想叫我什么你就叫我什么好了。
I am doing something kind of strange here today.
今天我做的事有点特别。
I have spoken at this church a few times in the past. I don't know how many times.
以前我有几次在这里分享。
And every other time I've come here, I've just brought some message from the Word of God.
每次来我就带一些神的话语。
And it's more like a normal message.
就像我们普遍所有的那样的信息。
But today I'm doing something a little bit different.
今天我做的有点不一样。
I'm going to talk a little bit about China today.
我今天想要分享中国。
Now that's kind of strange for me to do that.
对我来说有点奇怪。
I'm telling you about China.
我来告诉你关于中国。
There's something wrong with that, isn't there?
你觉得有点不对吗？
I mean, you should be telling me about China.
应该是你告诉我。
So I know when I do this today, it's a little strange for me.
所以对我来说有点奇怪。
But I'm not really going to tell you a whole lot about China.
但是我不是要讲那么多关于中国。
But I'm going to tell you about some things that God has taught me while I've been in China.
是神教给我在中国的事情。
I've had the privilege to be in China many, many times now.
我有机会到中国许多次。
And God has each time, you know, my goal is to go there to be a blessing to the Chinese people.
我的目的是成为一个祝福到那里去。
But I'm convinced I'm the one that's always blessed every time I go there.
每次我确信我是被祝福的。
And God teaches me different things at different times.
神每次都教导我不同的事情。
I'll be leaving for China again in 2 weeks from now.
两个星期后我要再到中国去。
And it's such a blessing every time I go to see the hand of God at work.
每一次我都实在是祝福我能看见神的手。
So today I'm just going to tell you about one small part.
今天我只是分享一小部分。
And some things that God has taught me during that time.
神所教给我的。
Let's start with prayer.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, we are grateful that you love all people.
天父，我们感谢你，你爱万人。
And that you do not want anyone to be lost.
你不愿意有一人沉沦。
But you want everyone to know your love.
你愿意每个人都知道你的爱。
And Father, thank you that all of us gathered together in this room have had many opportunities to hear about your love.
感谢你，我们这里每一位，我们都有很多机会来听见你的爱。
Thank you, we have opportunities to know you more and more.
感谢你，我们能够认识你越来越多。
And thank you also for the privilege we have to share that love with others.
感谢你，我们也有机会与其他人来分享你的爱。
May we make the most of the opportunities you present to us.
让我们真的是珍惜这一切的机会。
So that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ would be exalted.
让我们的主，我们的救主耶稣基督被高举。
And that all people would be drawn to Him.
让万人都被吸引到你面前来。
And he might gain the glory that he deserves.
让他得到应得的荣耀。
Because he alone is worthy.
因为唯有他配得。
So we gather together today in praise of you.
所以我们今天在这里聚集赞美你。
But Father, we also gather together today to gain from you.
天父，我们在这里聚也是为从你得到。
We pray that our hearts would be open today to receive the words that you would give us.
求你叫我们的心能够敞开，能够从你得到话语。
And I pray that we would not be hearers only.
叫我们也不光只是做个听到的人。
But we would allow you to work through us in every way.
让你在每一方面都在我们这里做工。
Bless our time just now.
请你祝福我们的时间。
We pray in the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. I'm calling this China Calls.
这里我有一个，我称这为中国的呼召。
China Calls. Sometimes people ask me, especially of course American people ask me, what's China like?
经常有人问我，美国人问我，中国是什么样的？
Well, that's an impossible question to answer, isn't it?
是一个不可回答的问题。
Because China is different in so many different places.
因为在不同地方，中国是不同的。
And what China is like in this situation is different from another situation.
在这里中国的样子和在那里是不同的。
So I know that China is different in so many ways in so many places.
知道不同的地方，中国的差别是非常非常。
So I'm not going to tell you today what China is like.
所以我不是来告诉你中国什么。
That would take a lot more than 1 hour, wouldn't it?
要用比一个小时多得多的时间。
I'm just going to tell you about a very small part of China.
我只是告诉你中国一个很小的地方。
And about a very small part in time that God has led us through.
在一个很短的时间里面，神所做的工。
And to see the work that God has done in my own life. So a lot of this today is personal testimony.
许多是神在我个人身上所做的工，所以这里有很多我个人的见证。
And we were actually a long way from the big cities of China.
我们不是在中国，远离中国的大城市。
I have been in many, many cities in China.
我去了很多城市。
But what I'm going to tell you about today is not about a big modern city.
但是不是很多现代化的大都市。
It's more in some countryside areas of China.
很多都是在农村里面。
We were in the very southern part of Yunnan province.
我们在云南的南部。
We were right on the Mekong River.
湄公河。
And it's a very, very beautiful place.
是一个非常美丽的地方。
And it is much, much different than Kunming.
和昆明很不一样。
When people hear, oh, you're in Yunnan.
当人听到云南的时候。
They think, oh, it's so, the weather is so nice there.
你的反应就是那里的天气一定非常好。
You're in that forever spring place.
因为那里是四季如春。
But in the southern part, it's very, very hot and very, very humid.
但是南部那里非常炎热，潮湿。
And it's an 18-hour bus ride from Kunming.
离昆明有十八个小时的车程。
But it's very beautiful with the river and the mountains.
但是风景很美。
The rice fields.
你看到这个稻田。
And that's the town we lived in.
这是我们所住的镇。
They would call it a village.
他们或者是一个村。
It's about the same population as Columbia, Missouri.
这里不像这里 Columbia, Missouri 这里的人口。
But the area is quite smaller.
是一个很小的地方。
So some of these pictures might bring back some memories for some of you.
看到这些也可以可能带来一些回忆。
But for the foreigner, everything is quite different, right?
但对一个外国人来说，这是很难的。
I know the first sentence many, many years ago in 1979 in Taiwan, the first sentence I had to learn was 多少钱。
以前我在台湾1979年到台湾。
The second sentence I had to learn was 太贵 right?
我先学了多少钱，然后再学太贵。
But it's a very interesting place for us to learn and to gain from.
这是我们一个很有趣的地方来学习。
These are some of our co-workers that we work with and a meal we're having there in our work there. This is a picture of my family, at least part of them.
这是我的一个家庭。
My wife is almost hidden up there.
我的太太躺在那边。
This is my 老三。
这是我的
老三and 老四 and 老五。老大and 老二 weren't there. They were still in America at this time.
这里是我三个儿子。
My this one, this 老四 was born in Taiwan.
老四是台湾出生的。
So he is Chinese.
所以可以说他是中国人。
And when my wife was pregnant in Taiwan,
当我太太在台湾怀孕的时候
my third son was worried he couldn't talk to his brother, you know?
这个他就觉得很他不能够和他兄弟说话。
But we were there at some friend's house in a village in Yunnan.
我们在一些朋友的家里在那个村里。
So of course, all kinds of different food.
这里有很多的不同的
and these are great noodles, right? Right.
这是擀面。
This was a typical kitchen in the villages we worked in.
这是普通的厨房。
And you can see that's the refrigerator up there.
那里就是冰箱。
Because they just hung their food in plastic bags.
它的食物就装在塑料袋里。
And they just used the wood to cook their food with.
他们用木材烧火。
And again, I'm saying this is a very small part of China.
这只是中国一个很小的部分。
And big cities are totally, totally different.
在大都市里面是完全不同的。
This was our Chinese buffet that we went to.
这是我们的中国 buffet.
And enjoyed the real Chinese food, right?
这是真正的中国食物。
But we did not eat everything we saw, okay?
我们不是所有的都
能吃。These are the pig's noses.
这是猪的鼻子。
So we didn't eat everything.
所以我们不是每一样都能吃。
Is everybody getting hungry now?
有没有人已经觉得饿了？
My sons enjoyed the animals there.
他们是很喜欢那里的动物。
Some very large snakes.
很大的蟒蛇。
And this was the means of transportation that we used.
这是交通工具。
And it was the kind of a tractor that could take us away.
有点像一个拖拉机。
And it was very common to see that, and we used that almost every day.
这是常见的交通工具。
Also the different animals we saw there.
你看有不同的动物。
Right. And they like this animal too.
他们也喜欢这个。
Right. This is one of the villages we were in.
这是一个我们住的一个村庄。
And actually we walked up, it was about lunchtime, so we walked up to the field to pick the vegetables to go cook for the lunch, and I looked back and took this picture.
快午餐的时候我们就到田里去摘点菜来烧。
So you can see it's a very beautiful, picturesque place.
这是一个很美丽的图画。
These are some of the people we worked with.
这是一些我们所在那里工作遇到的一些人。
Most of them were from minority groups.
他们多数是少数民族。
And from there was a lot of the Dai 族。
有很多傣族。
And the Jino 族。
基诺族。
And the Ainu 族。
埃尼族。
And others as well. When I first heard there was a Bai 族。
后来我听到白族。
I thought maybe I'm Bai 族。But they said, no, you're not. So I tried. I really tried. But they wouldn't let me. So. All right. So it's a very unique and colorful culture.
这是一个很独特的也多姿多彩的文化。
And these are different people we know, friends of ours.
这是我们所认识的一些人。
And some of them, like this man, is a very wonderful Christian man here.
这是一个我们所认识的很好的基督徒。
This lady was very, very happy because she had twins, so she was very glad to have.
这个妇人她很高兴，因为她有个双胞胎。
And you can see the smiles on the faces there.
你可以从她脸上看见那个笑容。
What I wanted to share with you is some principles that God has taught us through this particular experience.
我在这里要分享的是神所教给我们的。
And the first experience I want to share about is the idea of God alone.
第一个原则我要分享的就是唯独神。
And I'm reading from Psalm 62 verses 1 and 2.
我在这里给大家念诗篇62篇1到2节。
It says, My soul finds rest in God alone. My salvation comes from Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken.
我的心默默无声专等候神。我的救恩是从他而来。唯独他是我的磐石我的拯救。他是我的高台我必不很动摇。
Now, I guess that most of you here today are Christians.
我猜在这里大多数人都是基督徒。
And you know these words are true.
你知道这些话是对的。
I knew these words have been true for a long time.
我很早就知道这些话是真的。
I know that my soul finds rest in God.
我知道我的心在那里只有在神里面得到安息。
I know my salvation comes from Him.
我知道我的救恩从他而来。
And I know He's my rock.
我知道他是我的磐石。
And He's my fortress.
他是我的山寨。
And I know that in God I will not be shaken.
在他里面我不会摇动。
So I have known this for a long, long time.
我很早很早就知道这些。
But there's one word there that's hard for me.
但是有一个词对我来说很难。
And that's that word alone.
这个词就是唯独。
It says my soul finds rest in God alone.
这里说唯独在神里面。
Or He alone is my rock.
唯独他是我的磐石。
That's the part that's hard for me.
这部分这个词唯独对于我来说很难。
It is easy for me to trust in God and something else.
如果你要信靠神 再信靠其他一起，那你就比较容易。
And in fact, I can make a list of things that I can trust in God plus some other things.
我可以列出一个清单来，我信靠神，也信靠其他一系列东西。
Like I can trust in God and a glass of cold water.
你可以说我信靠神，我也想靠一杯凉水。
I can trust in God and a job.
我可以信靠神加上一份工作。
I can trust in God and an insurance policy.
其实我可以信靠神，但是再加上一个保险。
I can trust in God and the ability to take care of my children.
然后我希望信靠神，但是加上有照顾孩子的能力。
I can trust in God and the ability to communicate with people.
我希望信靠神，但是加上与人交通的能力。
But this says God alone.
但这里说唯独神。
Is he enough?
神这足够吗?
Or do I need him and something else?
我们还是说我们需要神再加上其他什么?
How about God and a healthy body? I mean, I don't want to be sick. How about God and a healthy body?
是不是要神加上一个健康的身体?
But that's not what it says here, is it?
这不是这里经文所说的。
It says God alone.
这里说唯独神。
Not God and one thing or a list of things.
并不是神加上一件事或者一系列的事。
On this journey, the first day we got there, my youngest son was sick.
在我们旅程第一天，我们第一天到达那里，我的小儿子就病了。
He said his stomach hurt.
他说他胃疼。
I said, oh, that's okay. My stomach hurts every time I come to China. You know?
我说没关系，我每次到中国我都胃疼。
And you know, you're drinking different water, you're eating different food. It's normal.
你喝不同的水，吃不同的食物，当然你胃会疼。
The second day we're there, he can't even walk because his stomach hurts.
但第二天他几乎不能走路，因为胃疼。
And I begin to think, well, maybe it is more than just a normal stomach hurt.
结果呢，他不是普通的胃疼。
So we knew of a doctor there. We had a doctor come and take a look at my son.
我们就请医生来看他。
And he examined my son and he said, I think your son has appendicitis.
所以他检查，他就说，我觉得你儿子得的是阑尾炎。
And he said, you need to get him to the hospital as quickly as you can.
他说你要把他尽快送到医院去。
Now remember, we are 18 hours from Kunming by bus.
你要记得我们到昆明有十八个小时的车程。
And there was no airplanes.
没有飞机。
There was no trains.
没有火车。
18 hours by bus.
坐汽车十八个小时。
The closest hospital, there was a hospital that was near us. It was a Daizu hospital.
有附近有一个医院，那是一个傣族的医院。
So we take him to that hospital.
我们把他送到那里。
And they look at my son.
他们检查了。
They were very, very interested.
他们很好奇。
Because we were the 老外's, right?
因为我们是老外。
So we were in this room in the hospital.
所以我们就在这个医院的病房。
And there were so many doctors and nurses in to look at him.
所以很多医生护士他们就是来看看他长什么样。
Not to look at his appendicitis, but to look at his face.
不是来检查阑尾，是看他的长相。
My son quickly learned some new Chinese words for him.
所以我儿子很快就学了一些中国话。
None of the Chinese people there could speak even one word of English.
那里没有任何人能说一个英文单词。
But my son quickly learned some new words.
但是我的儿子学了一点中国话。
One of the words he learned the most was tong. So he kept tong, 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 tong.
他学到第一个词就是痛，因为人家都问他痛不痛。
And finally he said, tong, tong, tong.
后来他就不断地说痛痛痛。
They also said they thought it was an appendicitis.
所以他们也认为是阑尾炎。
They thought it had already burst open.
他认为已经是说那个窗口已经打开了。
And they also said he needed immediate surgery.
他说必须立刻手术。
But they didn't want to do the surgery.
但是他们不愿意做这个手术。
They said you need to go to Kunming.
他说你们要到昆明去做手术。
We don't want to do the surgery here.
我们不想在这儿做手术。
Oh, we've done that surgery before, but we don't want to do it on you.
我们在这里做过阑尾手术，但是我们不想再给你儿子做。
Because in this hospital, in this whole area, we have never operated on a Lao Wai before.
他说，因为我们这个医院从来没有给外国人做过手术。
And so we don't want to take the risk. You must go to Kunming.
他说，所以我们不愿意冒险，你要到昆明去。
I don't know if they thought the appendicitis was a different place or something. I don't know.
他也许认为外国人的阑尾长在不同的地方。
But there wasn't time to go to Kunming.
但是没有时间去昆明了。
There's no airplane.
没有飞机。
The 18-hour bus ride over the mountain roads.
如果18个小时汽车走山路的话。
Some people tried to get us a plane to go to over to Thailand.
所以有人想找一架飞机让我们飞到泰国去。
But there was no plane that could come.
但是没有飞机能来。
So what could we do?
那我们能做什么呢？
We still had God, didn't we?
我们还有神。
We prayed and prayed.
我们就祷告又祷告。
And we tried to seek any possibility.
我们来寻找一切可能的机会。
And we kept praying.
我们就不断地祷告。
And we kept talking to the director of the hospital.
我们就不断地跟这个医院的负责人。
And again, he cannot speak English.
他不会说英文。
And I cannot speak much Chinese.
我也不能说很多中文。
But I just simply said, 请你帮我们忙。
所以我就不断请求他们帮。
我们相信你们，请你帮我们忙。
所以我就不断地说这些话。
I said it over and over to him.
I said, please help me.
And finally, he agrees.
最后他同意了。
And they did do the surgery at this hospital.
所以他们就在那里做了阑尾手术。
And they treated us very, very nice there.
他们对我们很好。
And they tried to do everything they could to make us comfortable.
他们尽一切可能叫他能够舒适。
And so it turned out to be a good experience for them.
后来对于他来说是一个好的经历。
And we learned a lot even in that situation.
在这样的环境里我们学到了很多。
Of course, it was much different for us.
对我们来说是很不同的经历。
Because sometimes there's no electricity.
有时候没有电。
And sometimes no water.
有时候没有水。
But God took care of us.
但是神帮助了我们。
And this is the gift we gave the hospital.
这是我们给他们的礼物。
My son was in the hospital for 8 days.
我的儿子住院八天。
And when we're leaving the hospital,
当我们离开的时候,
we present them with this gift.
我们就把这个作为礼物。
And this is the director of the hospital.
这是医院的院长。
And this is the main surgeon.
这是主刀医生。
And so as we're leaving the hospital, we have this special ceremony to give them this gift.
我们临走的时候，我们就有这个小小的仪式，把这个礼物给他们。
And so they had called in all the newspaper reporters with their cameras.
所以他们就叫了所有的记者来，报社的记者来拍各样的照片。
And now they're very happy they did operate on my son.
现在他们就觉得很高兴，他们做了这个手术。
Because now they have operated on a Lao Wai, right?
所以现在他们就真的给外国人做过手术了。
The reason I tell you that story,
但是我讲这个故事的目的
is because at that moment,
因为在那个时刻。
That moment when we knew he had the appendicitis,
在我们知道他得阑尾炎的时刻,
but they wouldn't do the surgery on him.
他们不愿意做手术,
they wanted us to go someplace else.
他们想我们到其他地方去,
but there wasn't time to go someplace else.
但是没有时间那样做了。
At that moment, I felt so helpless.
那个时候我觉得如此的无助。
I could not even take care of my son.
我甚至不能照顾我自己的儿子。
But God's still there.
但神仍然在那里。
God's still there.
神仍然在那里。
And he's enough.
他足够。
God alone is sufficient.
神他自己就足够了。
It was kind of a crash course for me to learn to trust in God alone.
这是对于我来说是艰难的课程要学习。唯独依靠神。
But I found out he's enough.
但是我学到了他是足够的。
God is more than we need.
他远远超过我们所需要的。
He's everything we need. He's all we need.
他是我们一切所需要的。
God is enough.
他是足够的。
And I don't know what struggle you might be going through here today.
我不知道你每一天有怎样的征战。
You might be going through a struggle with something on your job or something in your marriage.
在你的工作，在你的婚姻，也许你有很多的挣扎。
Or something in your family.
或者在你家庭的里面。
Or something with your financial situation.
你经济的情况。
But God is enough.
但是神是足够的。
He is everything you need. He's more than you need.
他是一切你所需要的，他超越你一切所需要的。
And I also know though that sometimes stories don't end like this.
我知道。 很多时候故事并不是这样结尾。
Sometimes people die.
有时候人会死。
And now I can tell this story. My son's running around. He's healthy.
现在我可以讲这个故事，好像我的孩子很健康，
他到处跑。But sometimes the stories don't end like this. People die.
但有时候故事结局不是这样，有时候人死了。
But you know what we also find out?
我们也会发现
is that God is enough even in death.
神是不是在人死亡的时候？神是不是够?
Because this promises us that nothing can separate us from the love of God, not even death.
因为圣经告诉我们没有什么叫我们能够与基督的爱隔绝，甚至是死亡。
So no matter what struggle or problem or difficulty we go through in life, God is enough.
所以不管我们有什么挣扎，不管我们有什么困难在我们生活当中，神是足够的。
And even in death, He's enough.
在死亡的里面他仍然是足够的。
So my encouragement to you today,
所以我的劝勉就是
is don't trust in God and something else.
不要在神以外再去信靠什么。
But put your trust in God alone.
把你的信靠放在神身上。
He's enough.
他是足够的。
The second lesson that God reminded us of is the least of these.
我第二个学到的功课就是最小的一个。
From Matthew 25, 37 through 40, it says, Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needed clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you? The king will reply, I tell you the truth.Whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me.
马太福音二十五章三十七节到四十节，一人就回答说：“主啊，我们什么时候见你饿了给你喝，渴了给你饿了给你吃，渴了给你喝？什么时候见你做客旅留你住，或赤身露体给你穿？又什么时候见你病了，或是在监里来看你呢？”王要回答说：“我实在告诉你们，这些事你们既坐在我这弟兄中一个最小的身上，就是坐在我身上了。”
Jesus is talking to his disciples.
耶稣是跟他的门徒来说。
And he's talking about how there's going to be a separation between the sheep and the goats.
这里说到要把绵羊和山羊区别出来。
The goats are those who did not feed the hungry or give water to the thirsty.
山羊是那些没有给人吃也没有给人喝的。
But the sheep are those who did.
绵羊乃是那些确实去做的。
And these sheep are even, when did we do this, Lord?
那些绵羊他们不记得我们什么时候做过这些事情。
And Jesus said, well, when you did it to one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did it for me.
主回答说你们当你们坐在弟兄中最小的一个身上就坐在了我身上。
Now, I don't know who all Jesus is referring to here.
我不知道主耶稣指的是哪一个。
Certainly, there are still hungry people left in this world.
在这个地上仍然有饥饿的人。
Certainly, there's people in prison.
有人在监牢里的。
And we might be able to apply this to the spiritual hungry as well.
我们也可以把它应用到我们属灵里面的饥饿。
Because as we meet people that spiritually starving,
我们知道说我们遇到人，他们属灵上面他们非常的饥渴。
Or spiritually thirsty,
他们属灵上很渴。
Or spiritually have not been clothed with Jesus,
在灵里面他们没有耶稣基督做他们的义。
Or spiritually are still prisoners of sin,
他们在灵里面他们仍然是罪的奴仆。
And still strangers to God.
仍然是与神是陌生的。
So we do have opportunities wherever we are to serve the least of these.
所以不论我们在哪里，我们都有机会服侍弟兄中最小的一个。
So I don't know who all Jesus is talking about here.
我不知道主耶稣特别指的哪一个。
But I think certainly he's talking about some people we had the opportunity to work with.
但是他一定所指的是我们有机会服侍到的一些人。
And that's with people with a disease called leprosy.
我特别的就是我们遇到一些人，他们是称为麻风病人。
Our work in Yunnan involves reaching out to people with leprosy.
我们在云南的服事就是要去接触一些麻风病人。
We would leave our village and go to smaller villages.
所以我们就离开我们所住的村庄，到一个更小的村庄去。
We would cross the Mekong River on this ferry boat.
所以我们就在这个渡船上跨过这条河。
And then we would take this to go up to the villages.
然后我们坐这个车子到那个村庄。
And there's my third son right there.
这是我的三儿子。
They loved riding these things.
他们很高兴说,
for them, it's a lot of fun to ride back there and try to hang on. You know? We would take those as far as we could go with the拖拉机's.
所以我们就要坐这样的拖拉机一样的车子。
But then sometimes we couldn't even go on the road with those.
有时候我们这个车开不动了。
So we would take this means of transportation to go up to the villages walking.
所以我们就这样子来到达那个村庄。
When we would enter these villages,
当我们进入这些村庄的时候
，and these were leprosy villages.
这里称为麻风村。
And when we entered the villages, the people would begin to say, "The doctors have come! The doctors have come!"
所以我们一进去，他们就听到说医生来了，医生来了。
Now none of us were doctors.
我们没有一个人是医生。
It's the only time my life I've been called a doctor.
这是我一生当中唯一被称为医生的。
But we did come with some medical help.
但是我们是带了一些医疗帮助。
Most of the villages we worked in did not have any kind of clinic.
所以这些村庄我们所去的大多都没有诊所。
We would just go to people's homes.
我们就到他们家里去。
But this village had a clinic.
但是这个村庄有一个诊所。
And this is the clinic.
这就是他们的诊所。
It was just a small house made out of bamboo.
这是一个小小的竹屋。
And inside the house was two things.
里面只有两样东西。
Some chairs to sit on.
有些椅子。
And a broom to sweep with.
还有就是这个房间，就是你可以在里面扫地。
That was the clinic.
那就是诊所了。
The first time we went to this village, we made a running water pipe down to the clinic.
所以我们第一次去，我们就用了一些水管把水引过来。
So we could have water right by the clinic.
所以我们就可以在诊所旁边有点水。
When we came, those with leprosy would begin coming to the clinic if they could.
所以就开始有麻风病人来这个诊所。
And they would come there for help with treatment.
所以他们想来得到医疗的帮助。
Leprosy is not a good disease.
那不是一个很好的病。
It's a very difficult thing.
是很难很难的。
Now I should say very clearly that the medicine for leprosy is very effective.
我在这里说这个医疗的帮助是很有限的。
And so the medicine can stop the active leprosy.
这个药物能够制止那个正在扩散的麻风。
So most of the people I'm showing here do not have active leprosy now.
他们现在并不说现在正有麻风病毒。
But they have had in the past.
他们过去有麻风。
And so they are suffering from having had the results of the leprosy.
所以他们现在痛苦的是麻风病的结果，并不是他们正在有麻风。
And it's a very difficult thing for them.
对于他们来说，仍然是很困难的。
A lot of them have trouble with their eyes.
有的人眼睛有问题。
One of the problems with leprosy is you lose your nerve sensation. You lose the feeling.
当麻风的病症就是说你的神经感觉神经就没有神经没有感觉。
So most of them are feeling no pain.
但是他们感觉不到疼痛。
Because they lose the feeling.
因为他们没有这个感觉。
Now we might think, oh, boy, that'd be great not to feel pain again.
我们就说，哎呦，不会觉得痛，那真的很好。
Pain has a purpose, doesn't it?
但是疼痛是有目的的。
And even some of them with the eye problem is just because they've got something in their eye, because they didn't feel it, they left it in there, it made them blind.
他们有的人眼睛会瞎了，就是因为有东西飞到眼睛里，但是他们感觉不到，所以慢慢就会变成瞎眼。
Pain does have a purpose.
所以疼痛实在是有目的的。
And it is not a mistake in God's creation.
这并不是说神创造里有一个错误，所以你会感觉到痛。
There's a purpose behind it.
是有目的的。
So those of you with little children,
所以你们有小孩子的。
And this afternoon they run along and fall down and cry.
他们在那里跑来跑去摔倒了，他们哭。
Be glad.
你应该高兴。
Be glad they feel the pain.
他们能够感觉到痛，你应该觉得高兴。
Because without pain, it causes many, many problems.
因为没有痛觉，你会有许多许多的问题。
The problem most of them have now,
他们最大的问题
is they get infections in the sores.
因为他们在这个皮肤的伤口上就会得到感染。
And so those infections have to be treated in order to save their legs or limbs.
所以必须处理他们感染的地方来拯救他们的手或者脚。
So the medical work basically is removing the dead parts of the skin and the the flesh and then treating it with medicine.
所以那个医疗的帮助就是把死的皮肉去掉，然后包扎。
These are co-workers that we work with.
这是我们在那里的同工。
And all of them are Christians.
他们都是基督徒。
And I would suggest that you would have to be a Christian to do this work.
我的忠告就是说，来做这样的工作，你必须是个基督徒。
Because it's only through Jesus that love comes.
因为唯有从基督那个爱才会流露出来。
I think nobody would do this job for money.
我想没有人会为着钱来做这个工作。
But Christians will do it for love.
但是基督徒会为了爱来做。
The government does help.
政府会有帮助。
They bring even some food and even some medicine.
他们会送一些食物药品来。
But they leave the food and medicine on the outside of the city. They wouldn't go into the city. It's only the Christians that would go in. And it's only the Christians that would touch. In fact, when they first asked me to do this,
实在就是当第一次他们叫我做这个时候,
when they asked me if my family and I would help with this work,
他们问我们说，我们的家庭会不会帮忙做这件事？
I said, what can we do?
我说我们能做什么？
We're not doctors.
我们不是医生。
The only thing I know about leprosy is what I read in this book.
我关于麻风病的了解就是从圣经来的。
And mostly this book says, stay away from it.
这本书上看到就是说要远离他们。
Don't be around it.
不要在他们周围。
So I said, what can I do?
我说我能做什么？
They said, you can do what Jesus did.
他们说你可以做主所做的。
And I read what Jesus did.
我就读主所做的。
And Jesus did this.
这是耶稣所做的。
He touched them.
他触摸他们。
He cared enough to touch.
他关爱他们，他去触摸他们。
And that's what Christians are doing there.
这就是基督徒所做的。
They care enough to touch.
他们真的关心他们，他去触摸他们。
And they don't just touch physically.
他不只是在身体上触摸他们,
but they also touch spiritually.
但在灵里面也是来触摸他们,
as they let them know about
Jesus.
We all had our jobs.
我们都有工作。
My youngest son, his job was to fill up their medicine bottles that they would take with them.
我的小儿子他所做的就是把药品装满那些盒子。
My fourth son's job was to help take them back and forth from the clinic.
我的四儿子做的就是说带他们来回在诊所的路上到家里。
And of course my third son could do more things for them.
我的三儿子可以做更多的事情。
Here he's just doing a simple thing of cutting this lady's fingernails.
他就是帮他剪指甲。
Not important, is it?
也许看起来不起眼。
Well, maybe important to Jesus.
但是对于主来说也许这很重要。
Because he cares about the least of these.
因为他关注这弟兄中最小的一个。
My wife and I's job was just to help the co-workers any way we could, and our main job was to wash feet.
我和我太太主要的工作就是帮助那些童工，我们主要做的就是洗脚。
To clean the feet before we did the work on the sores.
当就是说在预先给他们处理洗脚。
The amazing thing to me,
对于我来说最奇妙的,
is the hope that was there in a very, very hopeless situation. Many of these have become Christians now. And they have hope in this very hopeless situation. This lady, when we first met her, she was just in her little house. Her house is maybe about the size of this area right here.
她的房子大概就这么大。
On one side was a bed.
一边是床。
The other side was a fire pit to cook her food on.
另一边就是一个火坑可以,
when we walked up to her home, she was just there in the dirt, on the dirt floor, just around in the dirt.
当我们去的时候，她就在这个泥土地上。
And we didn't know what her problem was when we saw her doing that.
我们不知道她有什么问题。
But then she said, oh, she had lost a needle and she is looking for her needle.
但是她是说她掉了一根针，她要再找那根针。
So one of my sons went in to help her find the needle.
所以我的一个儿子就帮她找那根针。She
has a very, very small place.
她的地方很小。But
she told me this.
但是她告诉我。
She said, I used to just want to die.
他说我以前就是想死。
All I wanted to do was die.
我想的就是去死。
She said, now when I've had leprosy, even my family has never come to see me.
当我得了麻风，我自己的家人都不会来看我。
So they're not only have the struggle and the problem from the disease, but also the rejection of their own family.
不光是他们的挣扎，不光是从疾病来的，乃是从家庭来的。
So she said, I used to just want to die.
她说我过去想的就是死。
But she said, now that I know Jesus, I have a reason to live.
她说现在我认识了耶稣，所以我要活下去。
Her situation hasn't changed.
她的环境没有改变。
She's still suffering.
她仍然在痛苦中。
But she knows Jesus.
但是她认识了耶稣。
And she says, I have a reason to live now.
她说我有活下去的理由。
And when I heard that from her,
当我从她听到这个，
I thought, I've got...Well, compared to American standards, my house is not very good, but I've got a lot bigger house than she does.
但是我的房子在美国虽然算不得很好，但是跟她比，
I've got a car to drive.
我的房子跟她比，
I've even got a computer.
我有车，我有计算机。
I've even got a stove.
我有炉子。
I've even got a refrigerator.
我有冰箱。
And I call those things needs.
我说这些是我的需要。
And yet, I've got all that, and yet sometimes I can complain.
有时候我还是为这些来抱怨。
She has a reason to live.
她有了一个活下去的理由。
If she has a reason to live, then don't I have a reason to live?
如果她有活下去的理由，难道我没有吗？
Jesus is enough.
耶稣是足够的。
He's everything we need.
他是我们一切所需要的。
This man was not able to come to the clinic.
这个人他没办法来诊所。
He's not able to walk and to go there.
他不能够走过去。
We would go to his house.
我们就到他家里。
For the first time I met him, he was telling me about his chickens.
他第一次去，我去他那里，他告诉我关于他的小鸡。
He was telling me about the co-workers had brought him some years ago, brought him one rooster and five hens.
有一次，童工大大给了他五个
，five female chickens, one male chicken.
五个小母鸡，一个小公鸡。
And from those, he'd been able to raise more and more chickens to sell them to have an income.
所以他就能够养出很多鸡来，然后能够卖钱。
So he is very glad for his chickens.
所以他就为了这些鸡，他很高兴。
But he also told me that he was a Christian.
但他告诉我他是个基督徒。
And I asked him if he had a Bible.
我问他有没有圣经。
He said, no, I didn't have a Bible.
他说没有，我没有。
But he said it didn't matter because he couldn't read.
他说，对于我来说没有意义，因为我不会读。
But he showed me his tape player.
但是他给了我一个，
like a cassette.
他的录音带。
And they would bring him tapes about the Bible.
他们会给他带来关于圣经的录音带。
And he was able to learn about Jesus.
所以从那个上面他来。认识耶稣,
and he became a Christian.
他成为一个基督徒。
He told me, he said, I cannot do much for Jesus.
他说我不能为主做什么。
But he said, I do this.
他说但是我知道。
He said, every day I pray for every person in my village.
他说我每一天为村里的每一个人祷告。
And when I heard him say that,
当我听见他说这个,
I thought,That's not a small thing for Jesus.
我说这对于主来说不是一件小事。
That's a very important thing for Jesus.
这对于耶稣来说这是非常重要的事。
And I also thought about my prayer life.
我就想到我自己祷告的生活。
Do I pray for every person in my village every day?
我会为我自己村里每一个人祷告吗？每天祷告吗？
And the answer is no.
我没有做到。
His prayer life was a blessing for me to see.
他祷告的生活对我来实在是一个祝福。
And we're seeing the least of these.
我们看见弟兄中最小的一个。
But the least of these is not only an opportunity to serve.
但是对于我们来说，不光是一个服侍的对象。
But it's also an opportunity for us to gain from.
但也是让我们大有得着的。
To see hope in a hopeless situation.
在无望当中来看见盼望。
To see that God is enough.
就看见神是足够的。
This man has also an interesting story.
这个人也有个有趣的故事。
Our Chinese co-workers went to his village about 7 years ago. They were going to this village for the first time. And they were going to take a survey of the leprosy village to see what the needs were. And they were very surprised when they came to his home. Because just outside the opening, I guess there's no door, just an opening, but outside the opening there was a little cross. And so they were very surprised to find a cross there. They walked into his home and they found this man just huddled over in the corner. And they went over to talk to him. And there was no response when they talked to him. They said, "We've come to help you. We've come to see what we can to serve you." But he wouldn't respond to them. But then one of the co-workers said, "We are Christians." And they said, when they said that we are Christians, he looked up at them. And he said, "I can't believe you've come." He said, "I became a Christian as a teenager many years ago.
And
I became very zealous for God. And I wanted to teach people about Jesus. And I wanted to spend my full time helping people to know Jesus. And I made that decision to do that. And that's when I got leprosy. And I was sent to this village. And I've been here all these years. And he said, "When I came here, I was praying and praying that God would send another Christian." But nobody came. So he said, "My faith has grown weaker and weaker and weaker." But now you have come. God has answered my prayer. That was 7 years ago when they first met him. Now, he teaches the Bible to others in his village. And now every person in his village is a Christian. He's now doing what he hoped he could do even as a teenager. Hope in a hopeless situation. He's found that God is enough. The least of these. I also want to learn about how to let the children come. Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." And when he placed his hands on them, he went on from there.
耶稣说, 让小孩子到我这里来, 不要禁止他们, 因为在天国里的正是这样的人。
Our work in Yunnan also involves children.
我们在云南的服事也包括儿童,
children that Jesus loves.
主所爱的小孩,
children that Jesus welcomes to come there. Our work there also involves going to villages. These are not leprosy villages. These are minority villages. And the purpose there is to help the children. And the primary help we can do for them physically is to teach them Putonghua. So that they can have opportunities in the future educationally and even for jobs. So our co-workers, like this young man, is there to help them to learn Chinese. And so our co-workers go and live in those villages to share with the children.
与孩子们,
and in the meantime, they also have opportunities to share about their best friend Jesus Christ. And so this is a way that God has opened the door to these areas. There's also a big need in these areas because there's a lot of children with the cleft palate. And there are different Chinese Christians that have adopted children with this problem. This is a family that's adopted this little girl and they've already done the surgery on
her.
So it's helping Christians to reach out to those
people.
Well. So let the children come. We also see the need for training. There are many Christians, but they don't have proper training. From 2 Timothy 2:2, it says, "And the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable men who will also be qualified to teach others."
提摩太后书2章2节说，你在许多见证人面前听见我所教训的，也要交托那忠心能教导别人的人。
It's so that we might teach somebody else, so that they might teach somebody else.
对，我们能够教导一些人，让他们也能够教导别人。
So a lot of the work, the need there is to teach them.
所以很多的需要是在那里做教导的工作。
There are some churches even in the villages.
有些村庄有教会。
And different Christians that we know and have met there. And this is the largest church in that area. They are able to teach the Bible effectively there. I'm sure that most of you know the two basic kinds of churches in China, the Sunzi Jiahui and the Jiating
Jiahui.
This particular one is a Sunzi
Jiahui.
But they have a lot of freedom there to teach the Bible. And so even co-workers that we teach are able to teach. We cannot teach directly in these churches, but co-workers can.
And there
is a hunger there for the Word of God. They have that saying there at this place. And it goes something like, 天高皇帝远. So they have some ways there to do a lot of teaching. So our job is mainly to teach the co-workers who then go on to teach someone else. And it's a blessing for us to see their hunger for the Word of God. The meetings there do not last just 1.5 hours. Some go very, very long. And they want to be fed the Word of God. And then they go on to teach others in the villages. There is a need for training. The final thing I want to share today is about urgency. Do you not say, 4 months more and then the harvest? I tell you, open your eyes and look at the fields, they are ripe for harvest.
你们岂不说到收割的时候还有4个月吗? 我告诉你们,
these, of course, are Jesus' words.
这是耶稣的话,
when he met this woman at the well,
the Samaritan
woman,
那个撒玛利亚妇人,
his disciples had gone in to buy food, remember?
他的门徒去买食物了,
and he had been talking to this woman,
他就与这个妇人谈话,
and now they come back,
帮门徒们回来,
and they're ready to eat.
他们已经吃了,
and but Jesus says, no, not now.
耶稣说不是在现在,
I have food that you know nothing about.
我有食物是你们所不知道的,
and then he says, do you not say 4 more months and then the harvest?
你不是说收割还有4个月吗?
But I tell you, open your eyes and look at the fields, they are ripe for harvest.
那我告诉你们,
Jesus is showing there is an urgency in the work. Because the woman has gone back to the town and now she's bringing back her town people to meet Jesus.
因为这个妇人已经回到她的, 村庄去把许多的人带来。
And Jesus is saying it's not time to eat, it's time to do the spiritual work.
所以现在主耶稣说没有时间吃饭，现在是要满足他们灵里的需要。
And it's easy to say 4 months more and then the harvest.
如果你要说再四个月，然后就收割，那是很容易说。
But the fields are ready now.
但是他们这个田已经熟了。
This is just a picture of a cross that I took in one of the village houses.
这是我在一个村庄的房屋上面所拍的十字架的照片。
And God is teaching us more and more about the urgency of reaching people.
神就是越来越让我们知道这个紧迫性要传福音。
He's not saying wait 4 more months.
他没有说再等四个月。
Or 4 more years.
或四年。
Or 4 more weeks.
或四周。
But he's saying now the harvest is ripe.
他说庄稼现在已经熟
了。Because I know for me, it's easy for me to say, I'll serve God, just not today, tomorrow.
对我来说，如果你说也许不是今天，明天我可以侍奉神。
I will serve God, but just not right now.
我可以侍奉神，但不是现在。
Right now, my situation is not so good, but in the future, I will serve Him. I will help others.
现在我不可以，但将来我会的。
It's easy to say sometime in the future.
如果你要说将来我会的，这很容易。
But Jesus is saying the harvest is now.
但是主耶稣说庄稼已经熟了。
There is an urgency in the message of Christ.
在主的信息里面有一个紧迫性。
I told you about my son in the hospital.
我跟你讲过我儿子在医院的故事。
And again, they were very, very kind to us.
他们对我们非常友善。
And after his surgery, they put us in a special room.
手术以后他把我们放在一个特别的房间。
That room had 8 beds in it.
有八个床位。
But it was the only room in the hospital that had air conditioning.
但是那是那个医院里唯一有空调的房间。
And because they're treating us so nice,
因为他对我们这么友善。
They wanted us to be in the room with the air conditioning.
他们就想让我们在一个有空调的房间。
And they planned to leave us in that room.
他们就把我们留在那个房间。
But we didn't stay in that room too long.
但我们没有在那里留太久。
Because they brought in a lady that was in the bed beside my son.
但他们带来一个妇人，她在我孩子的床边。
And we could tell that she was not in good condition.
我们知道她的情形不太好。
And finally, the director came of the hospital came to talk to us.
后来这个院长就过来跟我讲。
And he said, I'm very, very sorry, but we're going to have to ask you to move to another room.
他说我非常对不起，但是你们得到另一个房间去。
Because this lady beside you, her condition is very serious.
但是因为这个你旁边这个妇人，她的情况很不好。
And he said, we don't want you to be here when she dies.
他们说我们不想当她死的时候你们在旁边。
And I said, oh, it's no problem. We can move. That's fine. That's fine.
我说没关系，我们可以搬走。
So we're starting to move my son from this room to go to another room.
对，我们就开始把我们的孩子搬到另一个房间去。
And as I was going out, one of the doctors that was examining this woman also talked to me.
但是我们正在离开的时候，有一个医生他就对我们说。
And he also said, oh, we're so sorry. You have to move out of this room.
他说对不起，对不起，要把你们搬到另一个房间去。
But he said this condition is so serious.
他说他的情况太不好了。
He said she's going to die.
他很快就会死。
She's pregnant.
他是怀孕的。
She's bleeding on the inside.
他里面大出血。
And there's nothing we can do now.
我们什么也做不了。
He said this. He said the problem was.
他说问题是。
She did not come in here soon enough.
他没有尽快的来医院。
He said if they just brought her in sooner, maybe we could have saved her.
他说如果他早一点来，我们也许就可以救他。
But now it's too late.
他现在已经太晚了。
When I heard him say that,
当我听见那个医生这样讲
，I thought that's much like we are in the spiritual situation of the world.
我就觉得这是我们在属灵的世界里就是这样。
Because spiritually in the world, people are dying.
在属灵世界里，人在死亡。
They are dying of a disease called sin.
他们叫他们死亡的病就叫做罪。
And sin affects every single one of us.
罪影响我们每一个人。
And the Bible tells us very clearly that the wages of sin is death.
圣经清楚告诉我们，罪的工价乃是死。
We're dying because of this disease called sin.
我们是因着这个叫罪的疾病死亡。
The good news is we have the cure.
好消息就是我们有拯救的办法。
We have the eternal medicine of Jesus Christ.
我们的药物就是耶稣基督的永生。
But the medicine of Jesus Christ doesn't help somebody if it doesn't come in contact with their disease of sin.
但是主耶稣这个永生的药并不，如果你不到他面前去，你得不着。
And for some people, it's too late.
对有些人来说太晚了。
That they were never touched with the eternal medicine of Jesus.
这个药物他们没有机会来得到。
So there is an urgency in our work as Christians.
在我们基督徒的工作当中有一个紧迫。
Because people are dying of sin.
因为人因罪而死。
And do I care?
你在乎吗？
Does it matter to me?
对你有意义吗?
Do I care enough to do something about it?
你是不是真的在乎你愿意来做一些事情?
Do I care enough to bring Jesus to those who don't even know there's a Jesus to believe in?
你真的在乎你愿意把耶稣基督告诉那些从来没有听过的人吗?
Or do I care enough to bring Jesus even to my coworker?
你是真的在乎你愿意把耶稣基督告诉
你的同胞吗? Or to my neighbor, or to my classmate?Do I care enough to bring Jesus to them?
你真的愿意把耶稣告诉他们吗?
We have the eternal medicine of Jesus.
我们有这个药物，就是永生的耶稣基督。
Because in Jesus we find life.
因耶稣，我们找到生命。
We find life for eternity.
永远的生命。
And we have to bring this medicine of Jesus to the disease of sin.
我们要把这个药物带给那些有罪有病的人。
Today.
今天。
There are babies in Africa
在非洲有婴孩
that die
死亡
simply because their fever gets too high
就是因为他们发烧温度太高了
and they die
他们就死了
In America
在美国
we have aspirin or Tylenols for babies that go out of dates on our shelves
但是今天我们为小婴孩他们就有各种各样的Tylenol 的药品。
But the medicine on the shelves in America does not help a baby dying in Africa.
我们在我们的架子上面就有各样这样的婴孩的药，但是在这里的药不能够帮助非洲的婴孩。
Because the medicine doesn't come in contact with the disease.
因为这些药没有达到这些孩子。
And you and I have the word of God.
你和我有神的话语。
We have the promises of God.
我们有神的应许。
We've had opportunities to hear about God.
我们有机会听见神。
But there's still people dying, not even heard of Jesus.
但有许多人死亡，他没有听见过神。
We've got it, and they don't have it.
我们有，但是他们没有。
And we're not to just keep it to ourselves.
我们不能把它只留在我
们自己这里。We're to give it to somebody else.
我们要把它们给别人。
There was a.Mathematics professor that was at our University of Missouri.
在我们密苏里大学有一个数学教授。
He was from China.
是从中国来的。
He was about 55 years old.
他大概55岁。
And I was studying the Bible with him.
我就和他读圣经。
And we got to that part in John chapter 14.
我们就读到约翰福音十四章。
When it says Jesus says, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life."
主耶稣说我就是道路真理生命
and no one comes to the Father except through me
若不借着我没有人能到父那里去
and when we were studying that he asked me this question
当我们坐在那里的时候他问我一个问题
he said do you really believe that the only way to God is through Jesus Christ
他说你真的相信吗若不借着耶稣没有人能到父那里去
and I said yes I really believe that
我说是的，我真的相信。
And he said, "That's not fair."
他说，那不公平。
He said, "It's not fair."
他说那不公平。
Because he said, "What about all those people in China that's never even heard the name of Jesus?"
他说那中国那许多人都没有听见过耶稣的名字。
It's not fair.
那不公平。
How would you answer him?
你怎么来回答他
？Not an easy answer, is it?
这个回答不容易。
But he kept studying the Bible.
但他不断地学习圣经。
And eventually, Mr. Ma became a Christian.
那这位马先生后来他成为基督徒。
When I was taking him back to the airport on his return to China.
当我送他去机场回中国的时候。
He said, "I now have a new work in life."
他说我有一个新的工作。
It's not to just teach mathematics.
不只是教数学。
It's to help people know Jesus.
是帮助人来认识耶稣。
Because he said it's not fair.
Because he said, "That's not fair."
He said, "It's not fair that I've got Jesus and they don't have Jesus."
He said,
It's not fair that I've heard of Jesus and they haven't heard of Jesus. So my new work is to help people know Jesus. Because it's not fair.
因为不然的话,
there is an urgency in reaching people for Jesus Christ.
有一个紧迫,
don't wait four more years. Don't wait four more months. There's an urgency in reaching others for Him.
有一个紧迫,
with the good news that God is enough.
神是足够的.
Let's pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, we are thankful that in this land we call America, that we are blessed with so many opportunities.
天父，我们感谢你，在美国这片土地上，我们有这许多的祝福。
We can have all the Bibles we want.
我们想要圣经就可以有很多。
We can buy Christian CDs and Christian DVDs.
我们可以买很多基督徒的影碟。
We can get a Christian magazine and a whole lot of Christian books.
我们有很多基督徒的杂志书籍。
We could go to Christian retreats.
我们可以到基督徒的退休会。
We could have Christian coffee cups.
我们可以有这个
we can have a whole lot of things that are called Christian. And we're thankful for all the opportunities we have. And I pray that we would take in all of you that we could. But I pray we wouldn't keep Jesus to ourselves. But we would let the world in on the good news. That you are enough.
你是足够的。
That you alone are everything that we need.
神你自己乃是足够的, 能够满足一切的需要。
Oh God, we do love you.
神我们真的是爱你。
May we love others enough.
让我们也能够爱周围的人。
To give them Jesus.
把耶稣传给他们。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.